This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospitals in Turkey and Poland are filling up. Pakistan is restricting domestic travel. The U.S. government will now send more help to the state with the country's worst infections increase. The worldwide surge in coronavirus cases and deaths includes even Thailand, which had weathered the pandemic far better than many nations, but now struggles to contain COVID-19. The only exceptions to the deteriorating situation are countries that have advanced vaccination programs, most notably Israel and Britain. The U.S., which is a vaccination leader globally, is also seeing a small uptick in new cases. And the White House announced Friday that it would send federal assistance to the state of Michigan to control the state's worst-in-the-nation transmission rate. The World Health Organization said infection rates are climbing in every global region, driven by new virus variants and too many countries coming out of lockdown too soon. Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honors due a prince of the United Kingdom and consort to Queen Elizabeth II. But the coronavirus pandemic means it will be a more low-key farewell than has marked many royal deaths. The pandemic has required changes to the well-prepared plans for Philip's passing, codenamed Operation Fourth Bridge. Flags in government buildings and royal residences were lowered to half-mast, and British televised networks canceled scheduled programs to allow for special coverage after Philip died Friday at the age of 99. The palace and the British government urged people not to gather or leave flowers outside the royal residences to honor him. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said Friday that it fears a resumption of full-scale fighting in eastern Ukraine and could take steps to protect Russian civilians there. It's a stark warning that comes amid a Russian troop buildup along the border. The statement by Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov reflected the Kremlin's determination to prevent Ukraine from using force to try to retake control over separatist-controlled territory in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military chief dismissed the Russian claims that the country's armed forces are preparing for an attack on the rebel east. Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed separatists have been fighting in eastern Ukraine since shortly after Moscow's 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. More than 14,000 people have died in the conflict, and efforts to negotiate a political settlement have stalled. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered a study on overhauling the U.S. Supreme Court, creating a bipartisan commission Friday that will spend the next 6 months examining the politically incendiary issues of expanding the court and instituting term limits for justices, among other issues. In launching the review, Biden fulfilled a campaign promise made amid pressure from activists and Democrats to realign the Supreme Court after its composition tilted to the right during U.S. President Donald Trump's term. Mr. Trump nominated three justices to the high court, including conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was confirmed to replace the late liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just days before last year's presidential election. That gave conservatives a 6-3 split with liberals on the court. The chief medical examiner who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide testified Friday that the way police held him down and compressed his neck was just more than Mr. Floyd could take, given the condition of his heart. Dr. Andrew Baker, the county medical examiner, took the stand at the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin for residing or pressing his knee on or close to Floyd's neck for what prosecutors say was as much as 9.5 minutes, as a 46-year-old black man lay on the pavement last May. Asked about his finding that police subdual restraint and neck compression caused Floyd's heart to stop, Baker said that Floyd had severe underlying heart disease and an enlarged heart that needed more oxygen than normal to function, as well as a narrowing of two heart arteries. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.